Random House Audio presents Dead by Midnight, a Death on Demand mystery by Carolyn Hart. Read for you by Kate Redding. To Deborah Schneider, with love. Chapter 1. Glenn Jameson looked every one of his 52 years, his fair hair flecked with silver, his aristocratic face mournful, his 6'2" frame too thin. He hunched at the desk in his study and felt a sense of panic, like the beginnings of a fire flickering at his feet, then billowing to an inferno. How much longer could the firm go on? There wasn't enough money coming in. The appointment book had too many empty spots. Maybe they shouldn't dump Kirk, even though cutting him should save at least $100,000 a year. He hated looking into Kirk's blue eyes, which held the hurt puzzlement of a kicked dog. Of course, Kirk was young, not yet 30. He was a brilliant lawyer. He'd find a job. But he wouldn't find a job on the island. There were only 2 other firms, and neither intended to expand. Not in times like these. Kirk needed to stay on Broward's Rock. Glenn tried not to think how desperately Kirk needed to be here. Glenn wondered if it would do any good to talk to Cleo again. If Kirk stayed, Laura wouldn't be so angry with him either. It was a misery to go to the office and see Kirk, tight-lipped and grim. Then he shook his head. He knew in his heart that Cleo wouldn't agree to keep Kirk. Maybe it had been another mistake to give Kirk a couple of months to wind down his cases, but that had seemed the decent thing to do, and Cleo had agreed. Glenn had been a little surprised at her acquiescence, but grateful he didn't have to face